Welcome back to the latest episode of the EIQ Cast. My name is Ross Levanto, and I'm joined today, as always, by EIQ product evangelist John Linkus. John, welcome back.
Thanks, Ross. Thanks for joining and listening in today, everyone.
Our topic today is PCI, and it seems to be a topic we talk about quite often so far this year, the year 2009, so much so that I think I might actually call it 2009 the year of PCI compliance, John. We talk about it quite often, and with good reason. There's been a lot of interest in PCI this year, everything from whether or not PCI was to blame or not to blame for some data theft of credit card information, to statements by executive at Visa that in actuality the theft of credit card information from some of these high-profile incidents was not related to PCI, that the organizations from which the data was stolen were PCI compliant at the time of the incident. So it's been somewhat interesting. And what we wanted to talk about today was this concept that there are certain things that PCI stipulates you need to have, and there's probably a much longer list of items or security controls or processes that are just nice to have for PCI compliance. And the fact that it's pretty clear so far in 2009, John, that the need to have for PCI compliance might be not enough to guarantee security across an enterprise.
Yeah, that's absolutely true, Ross. You know, if you look at PCI, the PCI standard itself, PCI really, and in particular requirement 10 of PCI, really revolves around things that you need to be capturing within your environment, things like, you know, failed logons on servers, for example, and other types of events within the environment. The problem is that just getting a hold of that information, which is, you know, the need to have as far as PCI is concerned, isn't really enough. You need to be really analyzing that information and that data, which is, you know, in some organizations, they sort of consider that the nice-to-have side of PCI DSS. But the reality is if they're not looking at that information, they're really exposing themselves to a lot of risk and potentially some significant data breaches.
And one place where this is very apparent is the concept of false positives as it relates to a traditional log management or SIM solution. A lot of companies, they tend to kind of dial back the sensitivity of their SIM solution because they're getting a lot of false positives, and that might actually let through some situations where, you know, bad things can happen, and not that high degree of sensitivity is required by PCI, but in the process of dialing it back, they're potentially putting themselves at risk, aren't they?
They absolutely are. So if you look at what a traditional SIM product can do, you know, because SIMs are really limited primarily to almost exclusively to log data, you really only have the log data to look at. So in a large organization, let's say a large, you know, multinational company where you've got maybe, you know, 10,000 or more employees, let's take a look, for example, at failed logons. You know, during a typical Monday morning, how many organizations are going to have a lot of employees that come in and, you know, accidentally fat finger their password, you know, they're a little groggy or they haven't had enough coffee yet.
I know I do it like once a week myself.
Exactly, yeah.
Definitely
a
violator of that. So
yeah, I call that my Monday morning routine,
of course.
So what will happen in those organizations is, you know, they'll get thousands upon thousands of failed logons. Now, in theory, the organization should be researching each and every one of those, but the reality is there's too much data there for the organization to you know, follow up with all those users and say, hey, did you actually log on? So really what they wind up doing is sort of, you know, just clicking the acknowledge button within their SIM product that, yes, I see we had these failed logons. And unfortunately, that's not really security. You know, that's really just an exercise in clicking the acknowledge button. It doesn't really add any value. What an organization really needs to be able to do is they need to be able to filter those failed logons, including the ones that are just a single failed logon, with other data in the environment. So they need to be looking at things like, okay, so I had a failed logon on these, you know, 5,000 systems, rather than kind of dialing back the sensitivity. Say, let's look at something other than log data to try and correlate this with. Let's look and see if there are any changes to that system after that failed logon occurred. Let's see if any new applications were installed. Let's see if there's an unusual pattern of network traffic coming out of that computer after the failed logon within some period of time, whether it be 30 minutes or 30 days or up to 90 days or longer. Those are the types of things that really allow an organization to not only reduce the number of false positives that they're encountering, but actually identify those single events, like a single failed logon on a system, that really need to be drilled down into and really do represent true risk to the organization, including a potential data breach.
Yeah, I think what you said in other venues, John, is that false positives really are the result of a lack of correlation, a lack of studying the data and seeing if it matches with other forensic information or just real-time information you're getting across your systems that may indicate there might be an issue.
Absolutely. And unfortunately, if you only have one type of data that you're looking at, there's not a lot of correlation that you can do there other than to see if the same event repeats itself periodically or, you know, other types of events, occur. But again, event data unfortunately only encapsulates a little bit of what goes on in a typical system or across a typical network.
Certainly no security solution is going to claim that it's creates a 100% secure enterprise environment. But there certainly are a lot of companies out there that are looking to PCI for guidance. There are a lot of companies out there that are saying, I have this ongoing PCI compliance situation, and I really need to evaluate what's out there to best secure my enterprise while being compliant. And if you were talking to these particular companies, John, what would you tell them within the long list of the nice to have solutions and approaches? What would you tell them to look at in terms of ways to not only be compliant, but also really help them be secure?
Sure. Well, you know, as we've talked about many times in podcasts, Ross, and one thing, you know, I love to pontificate about is the idea that security and compliance are not the same thing. Being compliant is great, but it doesn't mean that you have a good security program. So organizations need to make sure that they've first and foremost got the processes and the governance in place to manage security within their organization. What that means is they need people to be able to look at, for example, correlated data to determine whether or not bad things are happening in their environment and to be able to drill down on that and figure out what's really going on forensically in the environment. But hand in hand with that goes the type of data that they need access to. And again, as we're fond of saying, you know, log data is not enough, which it really isn't. Organizations need to make sure that they're capturing all the data that they need in order to be able to not only reduce false positives, but also to be able to forensically go after events that are legitimate or appear to be legitimate to figure out what's going on in the environment. You know, are systems changing? Are we being attacked? If so, by whom and where? These are key things that organizations need to do to ensure that their security program properly aligns with their compliance program. When those two things converge and they map well into each other, an organization is really putting itself in a much better position than if they simply try to take a checklist approach to compliance, particularly with something like PCI DSS.
It's a great topic, and certainly I'm sure this will not be the last podcast episode we do this year on PCI. But John, good stuff. Thanks so much for joining us, and I'm sure we'll talk again next time.
Absolutely, Ross. Thanks for joining everyone. Have a great day.
And for all of you listening, this has been the EIQcast. This podcast was produced by EIQ Networks, a provider of enterprise security and compliance management solutions. For more information, visit EIQ Networks on the web at www.eiqnetworks.com. EIQ Networks, security and compliance management, redefined.